Hi, welcome to prayer. Yes, listen, prayer changes things. Prayer can even change our atmosphere. Yes, and we are admonished to pray without ceasing. Do we feel like praying, to be honest with you? Flesh never wants to pray, but it's a God call. You know, the Lord speaks to our spirit, and prayer is a gift from God. So wherever you are geographically, come on in and welcome to prayer. Yes, I'm just, excuse me right now, I'm just feeling the presence of the Lord. And you know, sometimes when you're going through or walking through an experience, there are times you don't feel God. There are times you don't feel His presence, but that's where our faith comes in. I encourage you to activate your faith. Activate dunamis power, the word of God in your life. Listen, special shout out to those of you who are viewing this video right now. Special shout out to you, especially those of you on YouTube. Yes, those of you who have subscribed, and those of you who are viewing for the very first time, a warm welcome to each and every one of you. I appreciate you. And those of you who are listening, tuning in via the prayer podcast, you know, I haven't forgotten you. I appreciate you there. It's been a while. And I'm smiling because I have, you know, I'm supposed to record this to go to the podcast. And I just like my eyes glanced down and I saw that I didn't press the record button. But it's done now. Listen, those of you, you know, and on the four continents of the world, in every nation, and in the islands of the seas, a warm welcome to each of you. You will find me in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, as I read it into your hearing. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high. Well, let me just read that again. In the year that, I'm reading from the King James Version. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. Between, he covered his face. And between, he covered his feet. And between, he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this had touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Oh, hallelujah. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here I am, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, yes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate, and the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a teal tree, and as an oak whose substance is in them, when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. The Lord is able to give to us the understanding of his word and to bless his word. There ends the reading of Isaiah chapter 6. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pause now, Father, just to hallow your name, to give you thanks and praise, and to give you all the glory, Father, that is due to your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, move by your power, and envelop this audience right now. Those who are watching, Father, those who are listening, anoint the ears to hear you, Father, and the eyes to see, O Lord, like Isaiah did. Hallelujah, in your word, Father, where Isaiah wrote, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne high and lifted up. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, may this audience, Lord, including me, Father, see you high and lifted up above every problem, every situation, Father, above every sickness, higher in the name of Jesus than anything that would hinder or try to come against, oh God, your divine will and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, may we see you, Father, high and lifted up above Satan and all his cohorts, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, that in the name of Jesus, we would stand on your word, that we believe your word, especially in hostile environments, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, and in desperate situations, Father, that we would see you high and lift it up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now that you would anoint this audience, Lord. Anoint this audience in the name of Jesus with your anointing that destroys the yoke, Father, that with your anointing that lifts every burden right now. In the name of Jesus, anoint, Father, in the name of Jesus, that anointing that would break shackles and chains, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, let the hammer of your word break down invincible and invisible walls in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the hammer of your word break down barriers, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Let your word, Father, like a hammer, break down the walls of miscommunications among us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, let your word, like a hammer, that the hammer of your word break down the walls, Father, that separate us from each other, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh my Father, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, Father, move by your power and envelop each and every one, Father. Some are so depressed right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, stir that faith that depression would lift right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would usher in your joy right now to that man, to that woman, that boy, that girl right now, to that husband, that wife, in the name of Jesus, that mother, that father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, that uncle, that aunt right now, that grandmother, in the name of Jesus, that grandfather, Father. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hear the cry of the families that have been displaced, of those who are going through great distress. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, that you would divinely intervene, Father. Oh, my Father, hear the cries, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus, mend the brokenness, in the name of Jesus. Heal the hurting hearts today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Comfort the bereaved, in the name of Jesus. Those who have been bereaved, Father, in the name of Jesus, like only you can comfort them, Father. Oh, my Father, for you are the God of all comfort. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, give sleep to those who cannot sleep at night, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, everywhere where healing is needed right now in this audience, let healing spring forth right now in the name of Jesus. Let deliverance, oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, take place. Oh, I pray for miracles right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for the orphans right now, the children that have no parents. Oh, my Father, and the widows, Lord. And the widow is, oh, my Father, the need is so great. But, oh, my Father, we thank you that we can come to you in this like manner. We thank you, Father, that you hear and you answer prayers, especially those unspoken requests, Father. Oh, my Father, answer speedily, Lord. Manifest, oh, Jesus, manifest, Father, the answered prayers right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, the lost souls, those that do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the light of Jesus Christ would shine so bright within your people that name the name of Jesus Christ. Father, that those that do not know Jesus Christ, that those who are in darkness will see the light of Jesus and confess Him as Lord and Savior of their lives. Oh, I pray today. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Thy kingdom come. Oh, hallelujah. Thy will be done in the name of Jesus. And the gates of hell shall not prevail, Father, against your plans and your purposes for the lives of your people. The gates of hell shall not prevail against, Father, in the name of Jesus, what you had mandated on the lives of those who were tuning in. Oh, my Father, I pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. I just want to encourage you, right where you are. You may be viewing this video right now, and the doctors may have given you the grim diagnosis, but I challenge you, right where you are, to believe the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord says that the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. The report of the Lord says Jesus, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, we are healed. You are healed. Walk in your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your miracle and walk in it as you stand on the word, as you believe the word, and as you pray the word. God bless you right where you are until our next time of prayer.